This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the start of another hour of what is, if you don't mind me saying so, a pretty good radio program. Maybe I'm not particularly objective about that, but here I am with my pal Jay Kirshner to fight truth decay across the continent, across the world, to fight allergies.
Oh, the battle against allergies is so beyond strong this week.
I like feel the like battle against tooth decay or truth decay. Yeah, it's
like
yeah,
my voice keeps cracking like I'm
me
like
too.
A boy going through puberty, yeah, man.
Right. Nobody will accuse you of that. Okay. Let's get to the good news department here. McDonald's has a very interesting story to report. Somebody who really likes the food at McDonald's climbed through a drive-thru window to cook her own food. Okay, this is good. There's a viral video on TikTok shows this woman climbing into a McDonald's and going over. How does the staff not see? Apparently, she wanted something.
No, they did. They
said, yeah, really? So how does... Can you do this? You want to do it at your local McDonald's? Okay, everybody. Look out. I'm coming in. All the stuff's cooked the same anyway. You have to, like it's a robot. The stuff is all done the same way, right? There's no...
Well,
like,
clearly not, because the whole reason they couldn't make her food... So the reason she climbed in was because she really wanted her McDonald's, and they couldn't make it because they were out of gloves. So it's a sanitary issue. They couldn't make any of the food because they were out of gloves, and so they had locked up. And she climbed through the drive-thru window, and it wasn't like one of those customers coming in to assault the staff or whatever, have been seeing a lot of those videos. The staff was laughing, and they kind of, like, nobody stopped her, and she's cracking up and talking to them, and she's asking all the questions, and she's joking, like, okay, so it's my first day of training here. I'm going to make my own stuff. And the video cuts off before she actually makes anything, so we don't know if she made it out with her Big Mac or whatever it was that she wanted from McD's. But it was one of those nice moments of just seeing people goof off together.
Right. It's kind of like when we goof off on the radio, or you see some of the greatest moments from the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon was when the two of them were goofing on each other, or Doc Severinsen, or sometimes the guests. That's what the audience wanted. That's what they loved. And I remember as a kid growing up listening to WBZ in Boston and some of the other radio stations that were around, but the best stuff that I got that sort of brought me along the course, and one of my heroes on the station when I was a kid is a very good friend of mine today, a senior broadcaster who still enjoys. We have lunch about once a month. He's a wonderful guy. His name is Dick Summer. Everybody in and not only around New England but around the world used to listen to him on the not only on WBZ but WNEW New York, WNBC in New York, WPIX in New York, and yeah, it's just kind of fun to have guys like that just kind of goofing off. And we need more goofing off, I think, anyway, in life in general. And at work, maybe have a good... What good is work if you can't have a good time doing it? I would hate... I mean, I've had the last month or two hasn't been the best in my career because of all of the anxiety in moving from one network that I was at for almost 30 years to another one and all of the things that went through to try to make it right. I think we're pretty much there now, pretty close to it. So the stations, the program people listening around the country, you can relax now. It's okay. We think we have the situation in hand. As a matter of fact, we're adding, on average, a new station or two a day to our roster. So that's a good thing. And as I said, we started here not to sound overly unhumble, whatever that word is. We do have a good radio program. As your dad, Mike McVeigh, the counselor here, says, it's the other show. And it is. We talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that matter, etc. For example, the funeral of Ivana Trump is today. I was noticing that there are lots of people that have been invited from all over the world. Apparently she had impact from the time when she was a college athlete to the business things that she created over her life. The exposure she got being married to Donald Trump, who was Trump's first wife, the three children that they had together, what they're all about. I quite like Ivanka. I don't care.
Yeah, I like her too.
I kind of like her. I don't know the other two boys are. I actually have interviewed both of them, I think, at one point in time or another. I think, I don't know much about Donald Jr. other than he hangs around with that Fox. Who's the woman that used to be on Fox that's with him now? I can't remember her name. You know who I mean. You know.
Good question.
Yeah, anyway. So the point is that with all of her accomplishments, the fact that she died way too young, she tripped and fell and had a cerebral hemorrhage, apparently, and that's what killed her. But she's 73. Good heavens. Imagine all the life that really was left in her and to have it end like that and the... So the people
she was packing to go. She was going to Saint-Tropez the following morning. She was set to leave.
Yeah, I think that's why she was putting stuff together and must have tripped over stuff. Anyway, so there'd be a lot of people there. It'd be interesting to see the overview of. There'd be a lot of reporting, you can be sure, on who was there and what was said and that sort of thing. And that's okay. Here's a strange reality. Listen to this. A driver ed teacher in a crash when his student driver ran head-on into an SUV in Iowa. The driver ed teacher is dead. He's teaching this kid how to drive. The kid doesn't know what he's doing, and he overcorrected in a turn and right into the line of the path of this SUV. Gregory Harder was his name. He also was the mayor of Fairbank, Iowa. And so I'm looking at the tributes here. Yeah. A lot of people talking about this.
That's so awful. His family, that poor kid. That kid.
But the kid was only 14. Can you get your license in Iowa? Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Well, I know things have changed a lot, but when I got my license, we were able to get our permits at 15 and a half.
Yeah.
And then we went through all of the different things, and you had to be training, and you had to have the legitimate training with a driver, certain number of parental guidance hours, and go to in-car, do in-class, pass tests, all of this stuff, and all for 6 months.
So in Iowa, you get a driver's or an instruction permit when you're 14, so you can start learning how to drive. Now, remember, Iowa is a farm state. So if you're like me, I was driving tractors when I was 9, in the street, on the fields. I got taught how to drive on a Ferguson 30 tractor, and I've taught a lot of people how to drive. As a matter of fact, I bought a little tractor for my grandson to learn how to drive. He's too young, can't quite reach all the pedals. But that's what happens on the farm. There's a need, and actually at 9 or 10, if you have any coordination at all, you can do some of the basic stuff. And so that's what goes on in Iowa, and that's why it's 14 years of age instead of 16 to get a permit, because they need to be able to drive on the farm and on the road. So anyway, this guy was 71 years old. He was killed instantly. The person driving the SUV was taken to the hospital as well, had some injuries, but apparently not life-threatening.
I thought there was a break on the opposite side, in the passenger side, for instructional vehicles.
I did, too. I wonder if that's not the case there.
Yeah, I thought that they always had a break.
I don't know. I honestly don't. I just don't. This is a city in the northeast part of Iowa, and there were other people in the car with this youngster. Anyway. Speaking of, there's a video floating around that you can see of this Georgia motorist ramming a number of people in cars. And this guy was trying to get away from... look at this thing. He tries to kill the police officer who's walking toward him. The police officer gets out of his vehicle, is on the right-hand side of the vehicle, and this a-hole goes, he plows into the police car, tries to kill the police officer. Why? Because he was trying to avoid being arrested for some kind of infraction. The video is it's,
was there alcohol or anything involved? Alcohol or drugs?
Drugs, I would have guessed, probably. Who knows? But good God, I don't even keep looking at that. Some comments. Actually, the comments that I'm looking at online, on social media, all go back to when you, these individuals are commenting, but I took driver's ed, even though I had to drive, because you needed it for insurance purposes. You must have, did your father teach you how to drive, Jay? Who taught you how to drive? Your mother?
Both of my parents did in-car hours with me, and then I did with a trained professional as well.
Yeah. Here's a guy who says, I remember my driving instructor back in the 1970s. He had a brake on the passenger side, so that's what you were talking about here. He was constantly reminding me, never turn the radio on when you're in a tough driving position. That's always something. I love listening to the radio when I'm driving. Do you listen to the radio when you're driving?
I do, but the whole don't turn the radio on when you're in a tough driving position. How many of us are looking for a street sign or we're trying to follow driving directions and we turn the radio down for a moment?
I turn them off. I just turn them off. When I'm getting to a place following GPS, let me just turn it off.
Yep. You need to focus.
Focus, focus, focus. 17 after the hour. The story of the wonderful results people have by getting healthy using Calitrin. These stories are legion, and they're all over the website, toploss.com. Private sessions are available from the counselors, like Elizabeth Miller. You hear her and my conversations with her on the air all the time, talking about the value of keeping the weight off once you lose it, and how you can do that with Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula. Wow, what a terrific track record they have after 25 years of helping hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, do the right thing. Get rid of the weight and keep it off. Find out how this will work for you. Go to toploss.com. Find out why choosing Calitrin makes so much sense. And then choose it. Use the discount code Doug for free shipping and the best deals possible. That's at toploss.com.
Tide presents Laundry Truths, Cold Heart Savings.
Oh, hey, about to start a load. On hot? You know, washing in cold water with Tide can save you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
$150? Go on.
The lower the temp, the lower your bills. Simple. Plus, Tide Pods are designed for a powerful clean, even in cold.
Wow, cool tip. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Turn to cold and save with Tide. Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down. Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount. At any time. So you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Right. radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
If you're feeding cattle, whether you have dairy cattle or whether it's beef cattle, or you're feeding pigs or you're feeding lambs or you're feeding sheep or you're feeding whomever, a commercial fertilizer and commercial grain are full of microplastics. How did we get here? How is there that there's so much of this stuff in our everyday life?
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Social Media Time, What's Trending, the story of Donna DeRico, who is apparently an alumnus, that's the singular, right? Alumni would be plural. An alumnus, yes, of Baywatch, the original Baywatch on TV, is sort of in social media hot water, and not for a particularly good reason. We'll find out why after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so let's just get to the bottom of this Donna DeRico thing, if we can do that. She, on the 4th of July, apparently, Jay, decided that she wanted to put on a bikini.
As and so many did.
Right. 54 years old. Looks pretty good. She says she doesn't really care about the social media aspects of people shaming her because she's too old to wear a bikini.
Yeah, people are awful.
Awful, aren't they?
It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter what your body type is, your size. If you want to wear a bikini,
she looks good,
don't
and she says,
bikini.
I can wear what I want, and I don't care. But, you know, she does look, as I said, for somebody my age looking at it, maybe that sounds, people say, oh, yuck. All right, so I'm not saying what I was thinking. At least the rest of what I was thinking. The chain smokers, I'll tell you what I think of them. I was at an event a couple of months ago that featured them in the entertainment box. I think there are a couple of guys, right, that called?
They're a duo.
Right. Drew Taggart and Alex Paul, I think is the name. I can't stand the name. What a horrible name for a group. But they apparently have got popular music, and so where are they performing now? What's their story?
In 2024, they are going to be performing at the edge of space.
Huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, part of Worldview. It's part of, like, a new wave of private space exploration, and they're offering seats to the public, kind of like something of Blue Origin, Virgin Galactic, SpaceX, and...
So these guys are buying seats? To sing?
I don't know if they're buying the seats or if they're donating it, but they are going to be performing. They're not just going up. They're actually going to be performing, and there will be a live stream when they perform in 2024 at the edge of space. And they say that it's because they want to get a younger demographic, and they want to get younger people excited about it. And
Okay. So... Are they going to be going around the planet, or are they just going up and coming back down again?
No, they're going up with, like, one of those big balloon things.
Not a hot air balloon,
but you know what I'm talking about.
Balloons. Right.
And
thinking about 100,000.
The balloon capsule thing. And it actually seats 8 passengers, and then peak altitude is 100,000 feet.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's the Chainsmokers. 28 past the hour.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back...
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only...
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own boardwalk and park place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC has announced drug overdose deaths surged by 30% during the first year of the pandemic, with Black and Native American communities being hit the hardest. Fentanyl has accelerated the crisis, and since President Biden's open border policy, the abundance of fentanyl in America has seen the black market price drop dramatically. Dr. Edward Chapman, a physician in Washington, D.C., tells PBS ODs continue to climb in his area.
And then we saw another 4 or 5% increase between 20 and 21. So our overall increase since 2019 has been about 50%.
Hunter Biden's lawyers insist he's divested from a 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked company, but refuse details of the sale. Chinese business records still list Hunter Biden as an owner of the Chinese investment firm, BHR Partners, USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Pentagon announced that the United States is now in the hypersonic missile club as of Tuesday. The medium-range hypersonic missile was launched from the back of a Marine Corps logistics truck at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. The Lockheed Martin project flies over five times the speed of sound. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota on Newsmax, he's sounding the alarm that the Chinese are buying up American farmland. One purchase by Chinese group Fufeng is within 12 miles of the strategic Grand Forks Air Force Base.
So the first review process is actually just that, a review. They have to do it within 45 days, and you can actually expedite that even. Once a review is done and the review, you know, reveals certain things, certain threats perhaps, or a risk assessment of some sort, it can then go to another 45-day investigation. If that investigation demonstrates that the mitigation of risks would either be difficult, costly, impossible, the president can then review it for his own 15 days, and then the president can determine whether or not the, as Sarah said, whether or not the investment should be allowed to go forward. I think the first review is all that will be necessary, quite honestly, because local officials could take it from there.
Two startup space companies in California, Relativity Space and Impulse Space, announced Tuesday they are teaming up to launch the first commercial mission to Mars. That'll be taking place in 2024, years before the first potential trip by SpaceX. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
From the Good News Department, Jay, this teenager who found a woman's purse and the woman gave him $17,000. A lot of people offered him a big reward. His name, Adrian Rodriguez, found a handbag in a Ralph's lot in Chula Vista, California.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Here we come, 34, after the hour to rescue from boring radio and a horrible day. July the 19th is upon us. It's a Wednesday. No, today's the 20th. Is today the 20th or the 19th?
Today's the
20th. 20th, uh-oh. Oh, time flies. I do know today's National Moon Day, Jay. Neil Armstrong stepping down on the cratered surface of the moon, remember? One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yes. Yes.
Every nation.
Buzz Aldrin became the first humans up there.
Yep, right.
Or on the moon, on the surface, I should say.
So the landing on July 20th, 1969, when the world came together like it never had before, nor has it since. In my estimation, everybody around the world that had access to a screen was watching these guys as they got off. And the fact that in 1969, think about it this way, there's more computer technology and more can be done with that handheld device that you have than these guys had access to fly to the moon, land on the moon, and come back from the moon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and communicate from
that
the
way.
Moon.
Yes.
Earth.
That picture, we actually saw that picture. They set that little camera on the ground, was attached to the landing module, Apollo 11. Remember, it was the wish of John F. Kennedy. It wasn't his dying wish, but because he was thought of as he was, the entire psyche of the country got behind what took, like, what, 8 years, 7 or 8 years to get done, so that the we could say
after,
the Americans
after he committed to we need to achieve this goal before the decade.
For the end of the decade.
This is where the eagle has landed. That big line comes from.
Yep, it is. So on January, let's see here, the Apollo took off on January. Good dog. July 16th. And it took them 3 days to get out there. So they were traveling, let's do the math. At that time, the moon runs, the apogee and perigee of the moon to the Earth, it runs in an, it's not a full perfect orbit, it's oblong. So sometimes, as we see in the fall often, the bigger moon, you're not imagining it. It's closer by almost 80,000 miles to the Earth. It goes from, if I remember it, this is coming from my memory, 289,000 miles is the closest it is to the Earth, and the furthest away it is about 334, something in there, 364, somewhere in that vicinity. So we went out when it was furthest away. So they're traveling about 100,000 miles a day. Divide that by 24, and you come up with, about 5,500, I don't know, something. I mean, in my head, I normally can do pretty well with math, but no matter what, it's fast.
Yeah.
It's pretty darn
on
fast.
Goodness.
I think about four times.
Going to the dark vastness. Even when so many people have done it.
But it wasn't really it wasn't really dark because you could see the moon. The light of the moon. Remember the old songs on the light of the silvery moon? The moon was a target. And when you got out, the more impressive photos are the photos they took of the Earth from the moon.
Oh,
those are the ones.
Those are so astounding.
Ah, they really are. So anyway, we pay tribute to these people, all of them, the eagle has landed. Who doesn't remember that? And if you're not studying it or didn't study it in school, shame on the school system for not making that one of the priorities of what you learn about science and space and technology and what the human condition can endure. That's really, you know, and the movie that had Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, I think it wasn't Bill Pullman. Who was he?
Apollo 13.
Yeah, the movie. Yeah, that was good, too. Okay, let's celebrate as long as we're talking about flying and stuff. The Navy Blue Angel, you know, the flying squadron that sort of is an entertainment entity. They've selected a new pilot, and it happens to be the first female fighter pilot who's been selected to fly. Here we are again. You know what I want for the headline. The most qualified pilot who happens to be a female.
Well, she got the job. Clearly she is the most qualified. It just happens to be that it's groundbreaking or record-breaking or history-making that she's the first woman to do it. The first anybody to do something.
Amanda Lee making history. The Blue Angels have welcomed her into the flight demonstration squadron that's known all over the world. They've been doing these, by the way. They started in right after World War II, I think. So 1946 was when they started the Blue Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be, 76 years ago.
It's so cool to see them. Yeah. And it just happens so fast when they fly overhead, but so neat. And they did that for COVID, when they went around and did it over a bunch of hospitals.
Yep. They've been performing aerial displays at air shows, sporting events, since, again, the end of World War II. They're assigned to Virginia's Naval Air Station, Oceana. She's been around. She was the first female pilot to fly over in another circumstance. And I remember her name now. She's quite the accomplished pilot. She now will go into 5 months of training. That's what these people have amazing training requirements to. You know, it sort of reminds you, if you have been to see Top Gun, then you kind of know what it feels like to be in one of these planes. If you've ever piloted one of these planes, you certainly know better than the average person what, you know, what that all feels like. But if, by the way, if you haven't seen Top Gun, go see it. Go see Top Gun. It is a very, it's a wonderful experience. So I'm looking at a picture of this lady. What a bright, what a wonderful smile she has. This looks like, and I don't really give a darn whether it sounds like, I don't think that's a, that's a sexist comment. What, because I think that the woman has a nice smile?
Yeah, you're just saying this human being has a nice smile. And if it was a guy with a nice smile, you'd probably say this person has a nice smile, too.
I don't know if I'd say it like that.
Well, then that is sexist. I was trying to help you out, Doug.
Thanks a lot. What a big help you are. So let's talk about pictures and people smiling and not smiling. You see the pictures? I've been looking at more of these pictures from Putin being in Tehran and how... So for a minute or so, he was left standing all by himself, and he's kind of fidgeting, he's moving his hands around, he's kind of doing a soft shoe before the Turkish president comes out. This guy is no good. Is there, how do you pronounce the name, Erdogan?
That's what I would say, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, he was trying to keep Finland out of NATO, right? Because Turkey belongs to NATO. So if they belong to NATO, and... what's the status of Ukraine? Is they're still not a member of NATO, but I think Finland and Denmark, didn't those countries get in? Seems to me because of what's going on, they have put them into NATO, and there was a request to get Ukraine in, and this guy Erdogan, or however he pronounces his name, he's the one who KO'd that because only one member can object, and then they don't get in.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway, this guy is a cutthroat, he's a turncoat, he's a no-good SOB. He's in NATO, and yet he's one of the two people meeting with Putin in Tehran with the Ayatollah. And he was late, so Putin's looking angry. And
Putin usually does that to other people, other world leaders. Makes them waiting, and makes them wait, leaves them just like standing there on their own while
Bill Clinton used to do
cameras
that too.
Are clicking away and everything.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, but my question remains, how in the name of heaven is this guy standing on a stage in a public forum as the cruelest dictator to come along for decades? He's murdering people in Ukraine, and this guy's on the stage with two other leaders of two other countries that are horror shows, but... the axis of evil, I always go back to that. At any rate, there are some interesting reports from the media in Turkey and the website T24, which is the country's website in Turkey, following the meetings and that sort of thing. Anyway, I just find it, I find it obnoxious. I don't, that's not even the right word for it. Shoot these guys. You don't hear that much from me. At any rate. All right, in a moment, the results of the only primary that we can find that took place yesterday after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmacy.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
All right, so trending in terms of politics this morning, 46 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The situation in Maryland where a Trump, this is the big deal. Okay, a Trump-backed candidate wins the primary. Yeah, so what? That's my reaction.
And that's not a statement against Donald Trump. That's a statement against, why is this the notifier? Why is this? Take any person, not just Donald Trump. They support this person, or this person supported them, or they opposed this person. Why is being tied to somebody else the main notifier in politics? Let's hear what they have to do. What do they stand for? What's their platform? What are they going to do?
Especially when there's a story floating around today that one of the election officials in Wisconsin says that Trump called him last week urging him to decertify Biden's election win in the state. This is last week. Huh? You got nothing better to do than that? I mean, this guy is obsessed. Donald Trump is still trying to decertify Joe Biden's win. Good God. Get the guy some help. Since that time, and even it's happened in some of the primaries this year where sore losers have said that they had their election robbed from them, their victory robbed from them because of corruption. You know what? I'd be the first person to stand in line and tell you that the election system is far from equitable, fair, just, or right. But the evidence is so overwhelming. And by the way, if it had been a popular, I've forgotten what the numbers were, Trump might have won fair and square, like Al Gore won fair and square when he ran against George
with
Bush, but because
the
electoral
college.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not right. And we keep going down this road, and if the shoe were on another foot, the Republican hardcore would say, oh, we got to do the popular vote. That's what, no matter what, ought to be done. So, anyway, I just I look at all of this stuff, and this guy, Robin Voss, who is the Speaker of the State Assembly of Wisconsin, I would think that Trump would be embarrassed. He knows people. He calls up and says, hey, you need to decertify Joe Biden's win, that it's going to become public. Now, whether Trump cares or he doesn't care, I guess, is the story. This is 20 months, hello, after the election. We're well down the path on our way to an election. By the way, already $2.5 billion has been spent on advertising in the primary season this year for the midterms. How do you like that? 10 before the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Trick or treat. Chucker is here. Yes, he's here to trick us or to treat us, depending on the interesting fact of the day from Chucker's perspective is that it's time for us to celebrate Halloween. So Halloween is, there are all kinds of ways of celebrating. You like going, and Jay does too, by the way, to be fair. She loves those hacker slasher Halloween movies. Loves them.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be a good date for you, Tucker,
to go
see. Yeah.
I will say one thing. That music, that John Carpenter music from Halloween, is Halloween. That is that musical chord gets people in that mood in October. And that's why this franchise has really survived and lived on. And the reason we play that is because Universal and Blumhouse dropped the first teaser coming attraction trailer to Halloween Ends, which hits theaters this October. It will be the 13th installment in the overall franchise, although they ignore most of them for this new trilogy. Jamie Lee Curtis comes back, and then you see in the trailer she battles, her character Laurie Strode battles Michael Myers reportedly for the last time, although I have a feeling the franchise will not ultimately end because this will make money. And she probably won't be back anymore, but they eventually will continue this franchise in some format.
Unbelievable.
I know how excited you are about it. So I think that's good.
Okay, I'm glad you think it's good. Go ahead. What do you got for news?
I got one other thing. This Thursday night, Jordan Peele, who did the movie Get Out, and then which was a big hit, got nominated for Best Picture. Then he did the horror film Us. Now he has this new movie, Nope, tracking at a $50 million opening weekend plus.
That's so what's this about?
Really,
I'm not.
It's very top secretive. But what I decipher is it has to do with regular people meeting some sort of an alien invasion. That's sort of what it looks like. I don't want to know much about it when I go.
What a unique concept. That's never been done before.
But you know what? His career trajectory now with this third film very much reminds me of M. Night Shyamalan earlier in his career. It's sort of like his name is selling a film, and people are going to go to the movie theaters in droves this weekend. $50 million plus opening for that type movie without a lot of big, massive effects is it's a good opening, really good.
Good for you. Yeah. I'm glad you're that excited about a Joker.
Well, I'm just stating the facts. It's good for the industry. It's good.
Right. Yeah, it is. The lady who is the latest Barbie, these Barbie movies.
Margot Robbie. Well, here's the thing. Okay, Margot Robbie's playing Barbie, and Ryan Gosling is playing Ken. So the question is why. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't get it.
Who's this? Jay, jump in here with Issa Rae.
She's really popular with that critically acclaimed show Insecure, which is wrapping up, and Greta Gerwig wanted her in the film, and she was kind of like, I'm not sure that's my style, and she's like, no, it's really funny, and so Issa Rae was like, okay, I'll read the script, and we don't really know anything about this film except that who's in it, that it's some kind of Barbie situation, and people are obsessed with Barbie-core stuff now coming back, but apparently it's supposed to be, like, really funny.
I have a feeling it's going to be some sort of social media, social message, some metaphor. It's got to be more than what it seems. It just because I just don't understand why that kind of talent's attached to a Barbie movie. I don't know.
Chuck is not going to be first in line to see.
I mean, think about this. The intelligent people, Doug, will be online for Halloween.
Of course they will.
The naive and misguided will go see Barbie.
I'm in neither line because I'm not interested in either movie. I want to see another Top Gun or something like that. Did you see where the guy on the staff of Law and Order got shot and killed?
Horrible.
In New York yesterday? What the heck is going on?
The question is, was that random? Like, I mean, I don't know what happened, but that is horrible.
Well, I made a judgment call because his last name is very Italian. So I'm wondering if that might play into it. I don't have any facts.
I mean, it appears he was executed in that type of a killing.
Right. He was in the parking lot taking care of the vehicles for the shoot, and some guy comes along and just pops him. That's not a random.
Times,
right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they were sending a message. So at any rate. Yeah, you wonder how it affects the continuum.
What else you got?
They're shooting. No, they're shooting all of these. Most of the fall television shows are now being shot here, there, and everywhere. So you know that a lot of things are coming back again, including all the Law & Order shows.
Yippee!
All right, Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man with Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.